Hey, welcome to my show, Homebodying with Erica Jean, where homebodies, crafters, readers, and those who are into body wellness are welcome. I'm Erica Jean, and let's jump to it. So today I'm going to be talking about how to purify your home and also random topics involving my book buying last week. Just to keep it random, right? So I want to start off with just something that a lot of us who work from home or who are at home all the time should be thinking about. So your home is where you sleep and where you eat, and it's also a place where you decorate. But just as important as tidying up your home and decorating it, you also need to think about the air quality. And with all of the wildfires going on and the pollutants that are in the air going on, it's important to know how to make sure you're breathing in clean air, whether you have an apartment, condo, or house, wherever you are at. Even if you're living in, oh my gosh, a hotel or motel, I know what that's like. You want to make sure that the air quality is good. So it's at an all-time high right now. So here are some of my solutions. So the cheapest, easiest solution is to keep your windows closed. I know you were thinking, isn't that just sealing in the funk? But no, hear me out. Your phone comes with a weather app. And typically the weather apps of today comes with air pollutant or air quality index. So what my husband does, he checks the weather like literally every morning, and he also checks what the air quality is. So recently, the air quality has been kind of like in the yellows and reds, which is bad. So we know not to have our windows open on those days. Because the worst thing you want to do is sit there with the window open and have all the toxins just flowing in to your home. That's not what you want. So keeping windows closed is one great, easy way to eliminate toxins in your home air. Now, should you keep windows closed all the time? No, especially right now with the weather changing into fall, that crisp, slightly cool air blowing in. You want to let your house breathe and open your windows to do so. I know yesterday was perfect and today was a perfect day to have windows open. So, just utilize your apps to see what the pollutant index is. Okay. A next cheap way to, or easy way to make sure you have good air quality is to make sure you're using your AC, your air conditioner, so that it can continue to recycle the air that's in your home. But you want to make sure that the filters are cleaned regularly. I know what it's like living in the apartment life. So sometimes the maintenance workers, they don't regularly check your filters. And I know in the complex that I live in, it's supposed to be every 90 days or every 6 months. It's one of the two. But either way, there's supposed to be some sort of inspection of your filters so that you're not inhaling and breathing in constant toxins and dust, pollen. You don't want to be breathing that in. So make sure that the filters of your AC is checked. Now, if you own your own home, this is something that you'll be doing yourself, or you have to outsource that type of help. So that's another great way. But my favorite way, one of my favorite ways, is also cheap and easy, and that's getting an air purifying plant. Yes, plants can clean the air. So I don't know about all the plants out there that can clean the air in your home. And it doesn't clean the air robustly, but it certainly does help. There's a science behind it that you can Google. But aloe vera is one plant that comes to mind that cleans the air. It requires lots of sunlight, but you don't have to water it often. So it's not anything that you have to pay attention to too much. And it could clean your home. I think snake plant and weeping fig plant are also other plants that can clean the air in your home. They can rid your home of all types of toxins. Just setting it in your home office or in your living room is great. So those are just a few easy tips to get your home air purified. My favorite, even over the plants, is buying an air purifier. So one of the first air purifiers we bought was from Amazon by Lavoie, and I probably am pronouncing that wrong. I think it's Lavoie, but it's very, very good, and I only use it in the bedroom and my bunny rabbit's room. So because it cleans small to medium spaces really well, and you can tell that this purifier works because the air just smells so clean when you walk into the room, and I've had it for several months now. The device is supposed to let you know when it's time to change the filters or to clean the filter. Very important to have because it eliminates 99.9% of all germs in the air, including mold, pollen, and pet dander. So this is really something that you should invest in. I know the size purifier that I got off of Amazon was less than $100. I believe it was about maybe $75 or $80, but definitely worth it. Now, recently, my husband decided to invest in a bigger air purifier to take care of the living room space and all the other spaces. So he went on to Walmart, and Walmart have what's called the Coway Air Mega. Let me tell y'all, this is so great to invest in, but I believe it was nearly $200. So it comes down to your health, right? You know, do you want to continue to breathe in toxins, or do you want to get that air clean? But if you are a little tight on money, then the Lavoie version that I bought from Amazon, it does the same thing. But the Coway Air Mega kind of goes the extra step. So what it does is it has three alert levels. When you first turn it on, you have all these options of how long you want it to stay on, if you want it on auto, all these great things. If the light is blue, it means that you have great air quality. If it's purple, the air quality is kind of questionable. But if it turns red, you're in the danger zone. And I love this purifier because it starts to work harder if the air is in the red. Now, when we first bought it, it was purple, and then it quickly shifted to blue, which means that we have good air quality. But one day when I was cooking, all of a sudden we heard the purifier just going off, and it was bright red. And I was saying, oh my gosh, is my cooking that toxic? But that wasn't the case. It could have just been the heat. When I first pulled the food out the oven, it probably detected like the steam or the heat, and so it just started working overtime. But of course, it quickly shifted back to blue, good air quality. But I love that because that lets me know that if there's any type of smells or odor or a lot of pet dander or craziness going on, that the purifier will detect it. So that's very good to have. So again, for us homebodies, this is important. Yes, I go out from time to time. You know, me and my husband, we chill out sometimes. But the majority of the time I'm at home, and we both work from home. So if we're going to be in a place for a lot of time, I believe we should have clean air. If you are going to be home the majority of the time in your life, it is so important to make sure that you're breathing in clean air. I've experienced so many different types of allergies. And growing up, I never had allergies. But as I've gotten older, certain things can trigger my allergies. I'm dealing with sinusitis these days, but it's getting a lot better, thankfully. But so many things can trigger it. So especially if you have like black mold. Now, that may seem like something that's not too triggering, like, okay, it's mold, we can just get rid of mold. But there could be hidden mold in your home. And that is so not good because it can get into your lungs and into your bloodstream. And so you definitely want to make sure that you can hire someone to inspect and look for those things. But like I said, I know how it feels to be tight on a budget. I know how it feels to just not always have the money for these great things. That's why it's important to at least utilize the free and easier ways to clean your home, making sure that you check the pollutant index so you can know whether to have your windows open or closed, getting plants, you know, that can help to purify your air, and also just, you know, changing the AC filters, running your AC. But for me and my household, the best way as of this year has been to invest in an air purifier. And if I remember, I'll be sure to include my links where you can get those air purifiers. Now, on to random fun stuff. So last week, I had fun just picking up different books, purchasing different books, because I was looking at the bestseller list and I was looking at what I like. And so I went ahead and I purchased 3 great books. Now, I talk about this on my Swell. So if you don't have the Swell app, it's an app where you can talk for 5 minutes or less, and you can invite others to the conversation. So I talked about my book buys last week because I'm a bookworm. And one book that I bought that I just had to get, and it makes for a great coffee table book, is Home with Rue by Kelly Lamb. I am very much into home decor, and I'm not like an interior designer or anything, but I love looking at photos and videos that deal with home decor. And so this book is literally based off of the E! Magazine, Home with Rue. So the book's tagline is that you can feel confident about your home decor choices. What I really love about this book is that not only is the photography clear and sharp to the point where you feel like you're there, they also give the whys as to why they used certain textures, certain colors, certain objects in a room. So you're not just getting these gorgeous pictures and a background about the designer. They're also telling you why it works. I'm still reading the book, but I know that it's perfect, a perfect addition as a coffee table book as well. Now, I know when I talked about coffee table books on Swell months ago, some people were mad at me. They were like, you're not supposed to use books as coffee table decor. But the thing is, I do read the books. They just look great, you know, not just on a shelf, but their binding is like artful. So I use them on tables and wherever else. And this is a great hardcover book to get by Kelly Lamb. Another book that I decided to get, because I read mangas often and I watch anime often, I wanted to get a book on Japanese phrases. Now, why did I choose this particular book out of, you know, any other book or app? Well, I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time learning Japanese, but I do want to understand key phrases that can get me where I need to be. For instance, if I want to order a manga that's in Japanese, that's already out, instead of waiting for the English version, if I know what I'm reading and looking at, I can just pick it up. Or instead of waiting for English dubbed anime, I can just watch the Japanese version, which I do watch the Japanese version sometimes anyway. You know, I don't mind listening to subbed animes But if it's an action anime, I prefer dubbed so that I can just pay attention to the action. But I haven't read the Japanese phrase book yet, but I love how the beginning part of the book breaks down vowels and everything else dealing with the language. And then it goes to learning different key phrases that can get you where you need to go. Finally, I bought the book Shadow Work. And it's a shadow work journal, which is supposed to help you integrate your shadow self with yourself and transform for the better. And I saw that it's number 2 on Amazon's best-selling list, so I decided to buy it. And I haven't started it yet. These are buys from last week, but I actually want to get started on it. Now, after reading online about shadow work, a lot of people said to be careful because it may reveal things about yourself that you're not ready for. And then you have the Christian community who said it's New Age and it's the devil. So, which tempts me even more to explore what this is about. Not the demonic opinion about it, but you know, if this is something that can really help someone, then yeah, this is a great buy. But it's a journal. So those are the 3 bookish buys that I had last week. I love all of them so far, just from what they promised to deliver. And the only one that I've actually cracked open and started reading is Home with Rue. So let me know in the comments if you read either of these books or if you heard about it. And also, let me know how you feel about air quality in your home. Have you heard of these types of ideas to clean your home air? Or do you have any extra tips to give me? I'm open to ideas. So thank you for listening. This is also on my podcast. And for those of you who are on Podbean or any other podcast, this will also be a YouTube video. So this is just to enhance your immersive experience. So that's it. Y'all take care.